Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We've all done this. You're on vacation somewhere. You're enjoying your time. And then you think to yourself, I'm going to go check this out. Everybody talks about that. Like, Hot Wings, you and you were in Vegas recently. You went to Hoover Dam.
Yeah, we drove by it.
Amongst things you did.
By the way, every part of that area looks like Mars.
Isn't it crazy?
I mean, it's awesome, but also kind of gross. I mean, it's just so hot, and it's so it's so dead.
Uh-huh.
No vegetation. Everything's red.
Uh-huh.
It really does seem like what my brain says. If I woke up and somebody had transported me to Mars,
mm-hmm.
I'm on it.
Yeah, it's just that red clay, that red dirt.
It's wild.
It's so weird.
It is wild.
All right. Well, did you find it to be a worthy stop just to take the photo and everything else?
You know, I don't know that I would have gone completely out of my way for it. It was right on the way, literally off the interstate. So, it was fine for that. It was impressive.
I always wanted to go there. And I wonder if that would be one of those things where I'd get there and go, all right. I've heard that Grand Canyon is, you get there, you look at it, you go, that is big.
It's hard.
Now what?
It's hard to wrap your mind around. I spent 5 hours at the Grand Canyon.
You
so,
did?
Like, yeah, I mean, I thought it was amazing.
Well, this
I really
is,
thought that was cool.
The 100 biggest tourist traps worldwide. Okay.
Okay.
They analyzed the 500 most popular tourist attractions in the world to determine which ones are least worth the trip. And they divided it into several categories. So let's start with just people rating it tourist traps. Now, the United States dominates these lists.
Oh yeah.
We have great tourist traps.
Dominates these lists.
Every Buc-ee's is a tourist trap.
Oh, that's yeah. No trap, though.
I mean, it's basically Walmart with gas pumps.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. I said that once.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
People attacked.
Yeah, don't forget, Steve won't stop saying that. He said it again just now.
Yeah, Steve is always saying that.
All right, what is the number one most often referred to tourist trap in America? I'll give you some of the raw numbers. It has been reviewed 10,000 times. And its frequency is, it's only 1.3%. That's enough for first place where people use the word tourist trap in the review. I actually would have guessed higher.
Because I'm thinking like big ball of twine, but also like Times Square to me is like a tourist trap. Like, I've been to Times Square. You go, oh, I'm going to go to Times Square. It's going to be amazing. You get there and you go, God, it's just a lot of lights and it sucks.
Times Square is fun to walk through and go, I've seen this on TV.
But it's an ESPN eatery. And Bubba Gump's, Planet Hollywood or whatever. You go, eh.
What about like the Washington Monument? I think people probably go there and they're like, oh, cool.
There's nothing from D.C. in there.
Nothing?
I think part of that is there's so many there. If you enjoy the Washington Monument, you're a 10-minute walk from the Lincoln Memorial and the Jefferson Memorial and FDR's Memorial, and it's not far from the Vietnam Wall and
Statue of Liberty.
All right. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard, though, that one's like, you could just see it from Jersey or from
It was
New
cool
York.
When I was a kid. We took a class trip there. That was cool.
I think have it would have been cool. I don't know. Can you go in? You used to be able to go in it.
Yeah. I think you can again now, but not for a long time.
I wasn't sure if you could. But.
All right. Have any of you been to the Four Corners Monument?
No.
No, but that would be probably pretty underwhelming.
Because
I bet it's like Hot Wings described. It's probably dusty and red.
Well, and it's just, it's like a big gravestone, right? That says this is where the four corners of the states come together.
It's a big flat disc. And then, they've got where the actual boundaries are for the four states. And it looks like a big compass on the ground. I haven't been there, but I've seen plenty of photos of it. And it's just like, now what?
I always think of the Simpsons episode when I think Lisa says, how long do we have to stand in four different states?
Yeah. I mean, that's really all it is. I guess, you put each hand and each foot and you go, all right, well, I've done it.
Waldrug in South Dakota, Mount Rushmore.
Okay, wait, I've been to Waldrug and Waldrug is cool. I liked it. It's a total tourist trap, though, but it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, its whole existence is tourist trap.
I think some tourist traps, you go there knowing that's exactly what it is, and that's what makes it fun. I bet you that's one of those.
Some are fun. When I took the boys to the mystery spot,
right
across the bridge in St. Ignace, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula, we ended up having a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a total tourist trap.
This text, the entire town of Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Yes.
True. Yes.
It is.
Agreed.
And the attached Pigeon Forge and Silver Dollar City. It's all.
Well, I mean, I was shocked when we drove through Gatlinburg how everything was Ripley's. So that there is an indication. Like Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, but then Ripley's Water Slide, Ripley's Mini Golf, Ripley's everything.
Yeah.
Is the Louvre on there?
The Louvre is not on there.
Man, I know people get on me about this because it's this beautiful museum in Paris. It's a tourist trap. It's like a shopping mall in there now. It's crazy. And it's so crowded. Well, when I went, it was so crowded. I had my first ever panic attack, which was crazy.
Wow.
I couldn't get out. I was like, there's so many beautiful doors that are like massive and they're all locked. And the lady was like, yeah, you got to kind of walk through here and then there to get out. It's just like when you go, and this is going to sound like a terrible comparison.
IKEA.
Yes, IKEA or how Hot Wings described Vegas.
The casinos.
Yeah, because they're all attached and, you know, you've got these like amazing things in there. And then, yeah, you've got like a Ripley's. And that's how the Louvre was. I was like, okay, there's this amazing museum with all kinds of history. And then to the right is a food court.
Right.
It just felt weird.
Yeah, I agree. Some things are amazing, but they're so popular.
Yeah.
That it's not worth it.
Yeah. It's like, pretty well, like, on the
outside, can I go in off hours? Can I pay for that? I'll do that.
When we went to the Alamo in San Antonio, we were there for radio camp.
That's underwhelming.
And the Alamo, you go in there and there's lots of requests. They're like, this is a place where a tragedy took place, so please treat it with the respect. And gentlemen, I think they asked gentlemen to remove their caps and everybody's supposed to talk in a hushed tone. As soon as you go back outside, you're across the street from a Ripley's Wax Museum with a wax Jimmy Kimmel holding a jackalope in the front window.
Yeah.
Like, this is not very somber.
Yeah, it is wild. That's one of those places. It's kind of like when you see photos of the Great Pyramids and all that, and then they show how close it
from
is
the other angle
to a Pizza Hut. And you go, oh, that really, and that's how the Alamo was. I pictured that out kind of in its own little wilderness area, sort of away. And then, when you realize a subway is literally across the street. Right.
Tony of Lansing writes, I took a trip out west specifically to go to the Four Corners, and it was closed. How can that be closed?
The states?
You're yanking our chain.
Yeah, isn't that a national park? I mean, was there a forest fire or something?
The side quest was fine enough. The center of the contiguous United States near Lebanon, Kansas. What's there? A picnic table, a chapel, a plaque, and a flag. A masterpiece of understatement.
Oh, yeah, I remember it from that Jeep commercial with Springsteen where he was in the middle of the country. He was trying to bring the country together, and then he got a DUI like a day later, and they pulled the commercial.
I was going to say, why don't I remember that commercial? Yeah. Oh, it only aired once.
Yeah.
All right, other things from the United States. I'll give you just the United States ones. Well, mostly. Number two, the Salem Witch Museum in Massachusetts. Three, Calico Ghost Town in California. Four, Crazy Horse Memorial, South Dakota.
Oh, BS. That is cool, too.
The UFO Museum and Research Center in New Mexico. And then number seven, Voodoo Donut, Portland, Oregon. It's just a donut shop. You're the one trying to make it into something else.
That place is delicious.
but that's not a reason to go.
Is this triggering for
Kelly's got a Kelly's got a beef with everything on this.
Kelly, are you the type of person that when they opened up a Krispy Kreme in your town, you stood in line for 8 hours so you could get one free donut?
Mouth.
Finally, something people are impressed when I gargle it.
Krispy Kreme is royalty in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's
royalty.
It's just a glazed donut.
Just a glazed donut. You shut your mouth.
You can go to any donut shop and get glazed donuts.
You don't like glazed donuts?
I don't. No, I don't. I don't like Krispy Kreme at all.
That's a lie.
I like glazed donuts.
Yeah, but I don't.
But I don't want glaze on all my donuts, though. If I want a glazed donut, I'll just get one.
Yeah. Have you ever? I've never seen anyone who is actually excited by their dumb light being on. Ooh, we're glazing donuts. Wreck the car and let's go in.
They're hot now. That's how you know.
I would say. Of like the 48 donut shops in the immediate vicinity, I would be least excited if someone showed up with Krispy Kreme.
Oh man, they're just so like bendy donuts. You know, they're not like the cake ones. Bleh. They're like legit donuts.
Hot Wings, what donut shop would you most like somebody to show up with donuts from right now?
Oh, man, if only they were so good, you could actually remember their names.
There's a lot of them.
Are there?
Yeah.
Other than Krispy Kreme? I don't think so.
I don't know. I just eat the ones that show up here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I only remember the ones I don't like.
More we'll eat any donut that shows up at this place.
Yeah, I love donuts.
More places that are tourist traps that Kelly will defend vehemently. The Amana Colonies in Iowa. It's just towns.
Oh, you know the one I've always heard, and it got referenced yesterday or the day before, is Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock is on here.
Is it because
house
it's so
on
small.
The Rock in Wisconsin. Don't know what that is. Niagara Falls, specifically Skyline Tower in Canada.
Okay, yeah, so Niagara Falls is weird because it's so big, and then I don't know about the Canadian side, but the American side you turn, and it's all tourist traps behind it.
Sure.
Well, which, the Canadian side is too, but the Canadian side is better. Like,
okay, that's what I've heard.
The falls are much better.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley's Graceland in Memphis, Winchester's Mystery House, and Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Factory. But that... Why? Of course that's a tourist trap. It's a factory.
Yeah, I mean, they're all, yeah, definitely.
I feel like if you've seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and then you go and tour any kind of ice cream or candy or chocolate factory, you're just going to be underwhelmed and disappointed.
Yeah.
Because you can't lick a wall there without looking stupid.
Yeah.
Voodoo Donut was also rated as the most overrated attraction worldwide, according to the reviews.
Rude.
It does seem strange, though, that you would go to like an amazing city and like tops of your list is just to go to a donut shop.
Steve, you've been
so that you can get Captain Crunch on a donut.
Steve, you've been to the number 11, the 11th biggest tourist trap or most overrated tourist trap in the world. Can you tell us? Can you guess what that is?
Is it where I ran my marathon?
No.
Is it the Parsippany Mall?
No. It was a...
It's a freaking treasure, Hot Wings.
I don't even know. There is one. I don't.
I'm sure there is.
No, it was a side quest when you went to the royal wedding, Stonehenge.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hate that as much as everybody else does.
Really?
No. I thought it was... I mean, it's...
Just ahead of that is Old Faithful.
Yeah, a little...
But, Old Faithful, it's part of the entire park, right? I mean...
Yeah, but, I mean, you drive up to Old Faithful, it goes off, like, every 90 minutes or something like that, whatever.
Oh.
And then, so you just kind of stand around and wait, and then they've got benches lining the entire geyser. Mm-hmm. But there are a bunch of other smaller geysers around and way cooler things that you can go and see,
really?
In my opinion. Yeah.
Others that they had on there, Times Square, Four Corners again. The Space Needle in Washington State, the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I've heard that. It's like you get there and you go, all right, because it's just in, there's just neighborhoods around.
Yeah.
Kelly mentioned the Louvre. What about America's Louvre, the Bass Pro Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee?
I've never been there.
America's Louvre.
I want to Google this.
I mean, I love me a good Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's, but I've not been to the Mecca. Not been to the epicenter.
Apparently you haven't lived.
No, I mean, is their freshwater aquarium even more magnificent than our local one?
You know, I've never actually been there.
Oh my God.
That would be the only reason I'd go to Memphis.
Okay, maybe we should all go together.
Oh, yeah, the old pyramid.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. I would go there. It's where the Grizzlies used to play.
Wow.
Mm. That would be a big Bass Pro Shop.
That's really big.
Wow.
Really big?
My God, they must have so many hiking shoes.
God, I wish we could have 17 more fishing poles by the pyramid. Anything for you.
Put a few more bass in this one. Check out the trout. Got some carp from the Tennessee River in there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.